We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio.
All right, Jed, thank you. We appreciate it. 869-1240 on the KFH hotline, courtesy of Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks serving Wichita with two locations, east and west. Time for a little buy or sell. Let's start with the top 25. All right, Jacob, we're not going to hold you to this, but as of right now, 3 weeks into the college football season, are you buying or are you selling? Where are you, for instance, with number five, Iowa?
I think you have to buy, don't you?
Think you have to buy, but you do it. I think you do it with some trepidation.
Is there a team in the country with
this
many big wins?
Nope. Nope. Plain and simple. The fact that they don't do it in, the fact that they don't do it in, really entertaining fashion, or what we've become to understand what college football is, kind of is a detriment to them, but an unfair one. You know, Kirk Ferentz can coach.
Yeah.
We understand that. They may not look the conventional part. But I'm telling you, I don't want to have to play Iowa.
Well, no, and I don't think, you know, I'm not making any sort of proclamation that they're, like, ready to hang with Alabama or anything like that. But
right.
Am I buying where they sit in the current rankings based on what they've achieved so far? Yes, I am. Do I think they'll be number five when the dust settles at the end of the year? No. I don't.
All
so
right.
Maybe that's a sell. I'm good buying what they've done so far. I'm selling the ability for them to.
Well, there's a futures market
season
here too, right? There's a futures market.
Yeah.
So I would agree with you. I'm buying them right now. I have the right to unload my investment if it comes up at some point. What about number six, Penn State? Buy or sell?
I think I would buy their ability for staying power more than Iowa. Is that fair?
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Penn State's, I mean, their resume this year is, I mean, it's better than Iowa's even. They have wins over Wisconsin and Auburn. So I think if we looked to talent on the roster, they probably have more. So I would be more of a buy on Penn State's staying power than Iowa's, and as much of a buy on what they've done so far, if not just a tick more than Iowa.
I would agree with you on both accounts. Here's one that might be the most interesting. No, not necessarily, but one of the more interesting in the top 10. Number seven, Texas A&M. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell because I don't think it'll.
I hear you. Yep.
It's not going to stay in the SEC. They won't survive the SEC. Sell.
Barely survived Colorado. Quarterback issues with their health. Very good defensively. But I'm not buying Texas A&M. Not yet. How about Clemson at number nine?
Well, yeah, I'm going to buy that. I mean, they had the tough first week game, but we know what their talent is. I would imagine they'll be in the conversation at the end of the year for the CFP. Buy.
Okay. Then you're buying them. Good for you.
I think they'll win the ACC and be in the top five by the end of the year.
Do they win the ACC?
Unless there's four or five unbeaten teams out of power conferences. I mean, that's hard to predict, but I think they'll be one of the five best teams, however that sorts itself out by the end of the year.
Does Clemson win the ACC simply because there's no one else that can do it?
That would be accurate.
Okay, fair enough. Number 14, Iowa State.
You think North Carolina? I mean, maybe North Carolina can.
Maybe North Carolina. Maybe North Carolina. I've got a lot of faith in Mac Brown, and they've got a big time quarterback, even if he didn't show well in week one. So that would be probably their nearest suitor. What about 14th ranked Iowa State? Buying or selling?
I don't know. That might be the hardest one of the ones you gave me because they finally looked good. I don't know that they'll ever be able to play themselves back into a CFP situation, which was the hope. Could they win the Big 12? Yeah, I think they probably still could. 14 feels about right for them, so I'll buy that. I'll buy that. And I think they could hover in that range the rest of the way.
And finally, number 25, Kansas State.
Look, I don't know how you don't buy it. They don't have their quarterback. They survived pretty well once. That running game, that defense, I'll buy 25. Are they the third best team in the Big 12? That's where it gets a little tricky because that's where the rankings, you know, the top 25 have them. That's a hard question. Now we'll get our answer, and probably, you know, this weekend on the road at Oklahoma State's going to be a real good barometer. And remember, we've talked about this. K-State's Big 12 opening schedule. It's really unfortunate that Skylar Thompson got hurt because they open at Oklahoma State and then Oklahoma and Iowa State. Granted, at home, but boy, it's hard to imagine Will Howard beating Oklahoma or Iowa State. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
That's where it's going to be hard. So by the end of the year, could they be the third best team in the Big 12? I think that possibility absolutely exists. The problem is we may have to circle back to this question in a month and a half because they're going to have such a tough grind. But on the road against Oklahoma State, look, Oklahoma State's one of the teams they're going to have, and I haven't seen the line on that game, but Oklahoma State's one of the teams that's going to be in the mix for that, you know, third, that 3 through 6 or 7 spot out, you know, is going to be pretty competitive. And I think Kansas State's right there with any of them. They gave us a pretty good hope, but that defense, you're talking about a guy that people think might be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. And nobody can contain Deuce Vaughn yet.
By the way, that opened at 8.5. I haven't checked the latest line. I was surprised. I thought that was a little thick. Oklahoma State favored at home by 8.5, but maybe I'm not seeing something or other that the odds makers are. All right, give me one team you're buying in the Big 12. You've already talked about K-State, and one team that you're selling. Are you buying Baylor? Or are you buying Oklahoma? Where are you with Texas? What about West Virginia?
No, I'll still buy Oklahoma. I think their rocky start will sort itself out. I'm not going to buy Baylor because they looked good against Kansas.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm holding steady with Iowa State. Don't know about Oklahoma State. Don't know. Really, I don't know about anybody else, quite frankly. Texas has been disappointing, as usual. And I haven't watched West Virginia
coming off a win
against
Virginia Tech. I mean,
yeah, I didn't see it, and I haven't seen them play, so I'm going to have to just kind of plead ignorance on them. I'm intrigued, but I got to see it. I got to see them a little bit. I'm excited. I'll tell you this. I'm really excited for conference play to start because that will help.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a very interesting conference. I don't know where I am with Texas right now. Obviously, that was a pretty resounding thud. For Texas to go into Arkansas and just get handled. I don't know whether getting back to the Big 12 is the cure for what ails them. Remains to be seen. But but it's interesting. This league, I mean, it's Oklahoma. Oklahoma will is clearly the team to beat, and that never really changes much. But you got a whole bunch of other teams there that can probably at this point make a fairly decent argument. I mean, Oklahoma State just came off a win against Boise on the road. They got some help to do it. Iowa State's highly regarded, but has tripped out of the gates. K-State has surprised, but they've got quarterback issues. West Virginia's coming over, arguably one of the best wins that the Big 12 has, beating then 15th-ranked Virginia Tech. Baylor, I'm with you. I'm not quite sure where I am with Baylor or Texas Tech or some schools like that. We'll just have to wait and see. But there we are, and here we go. State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week will be coming up on Friday. By the way, Jacob, 4-4 for you over the weekend. I think that's correct. You and I and Savage all 4-4, chasing Bob Jones for the State Farmers, who went 6-2. So Whoa. He won the week. Yeah. Won the week and slapped us down pretty convincingly. So we've got a little State Farm insurance picks of the week to make up coming up on Friday. And we'll get those games to you coming up tomorrow. All right, take a time out, come back, a little OTD, a few loose ends to take care of on this day in sports history, brought to you by our friends from Superior Wrench, your equipment rental headquarters, tools that work at Superior Wrench, 21st and Ridge. A fairly interesting day today on this September 22nd. Cy Young makes an appearance, Willie Mays, Don Shula, and Nolan Ryan. Maybe not quite in the ways that you expect. That's coming up in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.